On Saturday night, the Jacksonville Humane Society celebrated its 17th annual Toast to the Animals at Everbank Field. The event was hosted by Jaguars General Manager Dave Caldwell and his wife Joelle, who each serve as members of the Humane Society's board of directors.
It's brought a lot of joy to our family, the two dogs that we've gotten from Jacksonville Humane Society, so this is our way of giving back.
Our Jaguars Foundation has been involved with them, and when Dave and I came aboard, it's just so passionate for us, so we became involved with them as well, and whatever we can do with them to help out, we're glad to do it.
The event kicked off with a VIP happy hour in Shad Khan Suite, where donors and sponsors had the chance to rub elbows with Caldwell and Jaguars head coach Gus Bradley.
The support of the Jaguars means the world to us. It helped us take this event to a completely different level. It certainly helps keep our expenses way down so that the generosity of sponsors and guests, all that money can go directly to the medical care and benefit the animals.
It's a great partnership, and Jacksonville Humane Society, Denise and her staff, they do such a wonderful job, and it's one of the better run organizations that we've been a part of.
The night also included both a silent and live auction, with all the proceeds going directly to the shelter's medical fund, which provides life-saving medical care for homeless animals throughout Jacksonville.
I think some folks misunderstand and think that we're supported by the government or we're supported by some national organizations, and that simply isn't true. We're a community-based organization. We're a private, locally driven nonprofit. And so the support of our community and of the Jaguars means everything to us. It means the difference between us saving a life or not saving a life. So this is very important to our organization.
The biggest news came when the Petco Foundation announced a $1 million grant that will be used to build a brand new facility, replacing the temporary buildings the shelter's been using since 2007 when a fire destroyed most of the original structure. For more information about how you can get involved, visit jackshumane.org.